Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play an Impulse CD entitled Quincy Jones, This Is How I Feel About Jazz. This is a great CD. I would say if you like Quincy Jones, why, you have very much loved this particular CD. This tune I'm going to play is called The Ooms Is Blues. And it features Buddy Collette, Bill Perkins, and Walter Benton on tenor sax, Pepper Adams baritone, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Man drums. It was arranged by Charlie Mariano. The name of the tune again is The Ooms Is Blues.
Thank you.
was the Ooms' Blues. I don't know what an Ooms is. It's O-O-M-S.
Okay, we're going to do something by Indianapolis' finest, Wes Montgomery. We're going to continue our salute to Miles Davis. We're doing all compositions by Miles tonight. This is a tune called Freddie the Freeloader. It was also in Miles' classic album, Kinda Blue, that was one of the great sellers of jazz LPs and CDs of all time. This is from a Riverside album called The Portrait of Wes, and backed up by Mel Ryan on guitar, who was his working organist when he was playing around the Indianapolis area back in the late 50s, early 60s. Let's listen to Freddie the Freeloader.
Thank you.
What's my come around guitar? Doing Miles Davis's composition, Freddie the Freeloader from his Riverside album, A Portrait of Wes. We had Mel Ryan there on guitar and George Brown on drums.
A little earlier, I played something by Quincy Jones, and that particular cut was arranged by Charlie Mariani, but I really like Wes Montgomery's arrangements, and the other person I like about equally as well is Marty Paich. Discovery Herrick Records came out with a CD entitled Marty Paich Big Band Moanin', and the name of the tune I'm going to play is I've Never Been in Love Before, featuring Marty on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, Stu Williamson trumpet, Art Pepper on alto sax, just to name a few. Let's listen to their rendition of I've Never Been in Love Before. Thank you. That was a big band sound of Marty Paich. And you and I grew up in an era where there was big bands. And we always used to go to dance halls that were huge and kind of not set up acoustically very well for recording. But this was done in the studios, but it still had that kind of tinny sound that I recall when we were, you know, younger. And you just had huge dance floors, and you could jitterbug or do whatever you wanted to do.
Think back to the old days of the ballroom at Cedar Lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Music wafting across the lake. Okay, now I'm going to do something by Miles Davis, a composition written by Miles Davis called All Blues, and I think that's probably one of his most well-known compositions for the average jazz listener. That was one of the great tunes that came out of his Columbia CD, Kind of Blue. It's kind of a hypnotic thing. It just kind of goes on and on and on, and it just sets a wonderful mood. We're going to do Ray Bryant, pianist Ray Bryant's version of Miles Davis's All Blues with Grady Tate on drums, Sam Jones on bass from a Pablo album called Very Blues. So on this one, just sit back and relax. It'll just kind of take you off into a different mood. All Blues. Thank you. gorgeous, beautiful version of Miles Davis's All Blues by pianist Ray Bryant from his Palbo album Veered Blues, and backed up tastefully by Grady Tate on drums and Sam Jones on bass.
I'm going to play something from a Telarc CD entitled What's Up, The Very Tall Band, and it features Ray Brown on bass, Milt Jackson on vibes, Oscar Peterson on piano, and Kareem Riggins drums, and none of them are, other than maybe Ray Brown, were very tall. The tune they're going to play is called Limehouse Blues. That was Limehouse Blues by the very tall band. Obviously, that was recorded live at the Blue Note.
Dr. Feldman was a great pianist and vibist, and equally skilled in on both instruments. And he co-wrote a tune that became a kind of a jazz classic with Miles Davis called Seven Steps to Heaven. Of course, Miles put out an album under that title, as did Victor Feldman. I'm going to play a track from Victor Feldman's Seven Steps to Heaven album with Tom Scott on tenor sax, cut in July of 73. Now, I don't know. He plays vibes and piano on various tracks on this CD, so we'll have to listen in and see whether it's on vibes or piano or both on this particular track. This is cut and live in a club somewhere in July of 73 in L.A., but the liner notes are not kind enough to inform us what that venue was. But we're going to play Victor Feldman's version of Seven Steps to Heaven. Thank you.
on alto, tenor on flute. Costa Monica on bass. Victor Feldman on piano.
Right, Victor Feldman on that was Victor Feldman's voice that you heard on that CD. That was Victor Feldman on piano and fives. Tom Scott on tenor sax from his album Seven Steps to Heaven, doing a composition he wrote with Miles Davis called Seven Steps to Heaven.
I'm going to play something that has absolutely no liner notes, so I'm not sure who's playing with who. It's 60 Jazz for Lovers. The name of the tune I'm going to play is Noctambulism, featuring Lorando Alameda and Bud Shank.
Thank you.
That was a duo, Sound of Noctabilism, featuring the Bud Shank on, I think he was probably playing baritone and other sax, and Almedo as a guitarist.
All right, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Sally. We're going to have to close out our second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, unfortunately, and we hope you'll join us again next week on 89.1 FM, The Feeling of Jazz, from 8 to 10 on Sunday night. Got time for a part of one more track. It's fitting to do a salute to compositions of Miles Davis to play something by Miles himself. This is another version of his classic composition, All Blues, from that great album that he cut back in about 1959 with Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, John Coltrane, Jimmy Cobb, Paul Chambers. This is another version of his classic composition done by a great sextet. Let's listen to All Blues. Thank you.